On the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, Horns 24/7 recruiting editor Mike Roach. Mike, thanks for the time. I know busy weekend. I'm sure you didn't sleep a whole lot, but thanks for the time nonetheless.
Oh, no problem, fellas. As always, I'm here for whatever you need.
Mike, we know last weekend everything was about Arch Manning and the kind of the visit high coming off of a massive weekend on the 40. A little bit quieter of a weekend in terms of information flow just because there were so many official visitors, not unofficial visitors, this weekend. Based on the feedback you got, Mike, last night and this morning, how would you describe how things went for Steve Sarkisian and company this weekend?
It was a good weekend. I mean, they had, I would say, probably their biggest weekend of, you know, most important 2022 targets on campus, along with a lot of commits. And, you know, I think sometimes people equate no information flow to a bad weekend. That just wasn't the case. You know, with official visits, we can only do so much. I mean, we don't really want to bother those guys during the weekend, during their trip. We don't want to bother sources who are hosting them through the trip. So we kind of let them be. And but I think, you know, if you look at what came out in the Stampede this morning, there are some positives. I think that they made some moves with guys, including C.J. Williams, the wide receiver from Modern Day, Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle from Humble Summer Creek. And I think that, you know, they had some really strong visits. If you look at the kind of feedback from Evan Stewart and, you know, Connor Robertson, even what we've heard on Denver Harris and Terrence Brooks. So they put themselves in a good position. I think people are frustrated at the amount of or at the lack of commitments at this point, but that's just kind of the nature of the way this summer has gone for everybody. These kids want to take their trips. I think that in the end, a lot of kids from these weekends will come out and end up in this class. It's not going to happen immediately, and so people need to continue to be patient there.
Mike, before we jump back into the 22 class and talk about some of these visitors specifically, let's go to 23, and we have not had an opportunity to talk to you on this show since the Reuben Owens decommitment, but for those who weren't tracking it or maybe want a little more information, you've had a couple of days to gather information, digest it. Where do things sit with Texas and Reuben Owens, the number two ranked running back prospect in the country in the class of 2023?
Texas is still very much in that race. You know, it's just, when he committed as early as he did, I think everybody probably expected this to happen at some point. And so, you know, he wants to take a look around and look at all of his options. But, you know, from what his camp is saying, Texas still has the lead. I think for Owens, one thing that does stand out is he is a Texas kid and he very much likes the idea of, you know, being the guy that plays at his home state. So, you know, Texas just needs to stay the course with him and, you know, continue recruitment. It's a lot like the Evan Stewart recruitment where I think they could definitely win him back. They've just got to kind of stay. Sometimes when a kid decommits, there's almost an involuntary, let's both go our separate ways. And I think as long as they avoid that and kind of just stay the course, I think there's a very good chance they get Reuben back in this class.
Horns 24/7 recruiting editor Mike Roach joining us here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Mike, let's get back into the official visitors. Two guys you've already mentioned, Evan Stewart and C.J. Williams. Massive, massive, massive weekend for Andre Coleman with two major targets on campus. But based on your reports in the Stampede, it sounds like Andre Coleman put his best foot forward, and it sounds like Texas, I don't know, Mike, if you want to say right where they want to be in these recruitments, but they're definitely in the thick of it for both guys at this point.
I think, not only those two guys for Andre Coleman, Shaz Preston was also on campus, which was big for him. Brandon Thompson was in for an unofficial visit. And then Armani Winfield, who's already committed, was there. So, really big weekend for Andre Coleman. But, yeah, you know, talking to Evan Stewart, it sounds like he and C.J. Williams both really enjoyed the film breakdowns and conversations with Andre Coleman. And, Evan had told me that he kind of almost figured out that Andre is a completely different person in person than he is on the phone. So he said, you know, you don't see his personality shine as much over the phone as you do when you really get with him. And so he was kind of impressed by that. So, Yeah, I think he had a really good, really strong weekend with those guys, and didn't help or didn't hurt that Malik Murphy was there and to help out. And so I think, I think he gets some guys out of this group, and I think that this weekend will be a big reason why.
Yeah, you mentioned Malik Murphy, Mike. We always talk about the quarterback in a recruiting class. Kind of by default, whether they want to or not, they're counted on to have that Pied Piper effect in recruiting. Based on the feedback you've gotten, again, last night and this morning, how do you think guys, specifically those offensive skill guys and guys on offense, period, connected with Malik Murphy this weekend?
I think from a personality standpoint, they all love him. I mean, Evan Stewart talked a lot about him. C.J. Williams always talks a lot about him. So, Shaz Preston said that was his first time meeting him, but, he really enjoyed hanging out with him. I think if you've ever been around Malik or talked to him for a few minutes, he's just a really easy person to get along with and like. And so, I think they all connected from that standpoint. I think, in this day and age, I'm not sure there's one guy, even an Arch Manning or Quinn Ewers, that's going to, on his own, bring in a whole bunch of talent. But I also always think, it's better than not if your guy can talk and be magnetic a little bit. It at least gets guys to the table. So, I think, and the most impressive thing about Malik was he didn't really talk at all about his experience on the visit. I mean, his goal was to go there and help add guys to this class. I mean, when I asked him what the visit was for him, he said it was almost perfect. The only thing that wasn't perfect was he didn't get anybody to commit on the spot. So, that's kind of his thing. And I asked him even about, taking other visits, as we've seen other committed guys do, and he just feels as a quarterback it's not a good look for him to do so. So you got to love having a guy who's that committed, that all in on everything, kind of leading that class.
Mike, one guy I didn't mention with those other receivers, you brought him up, Shaz Preston out of the state of Louisiana. This recruitment, Mike, feels like one that falls under, I like to put it in this file, look, you feel like you're playing behind a certain school. In this case, it's LSU. And whatever you got to do just to keep that guy coming back, make him want to keep coming back for unofficials or whatever, it sounds like at least Texas got to that point with Shaz Preston this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. I don't know what it's going to take to overcome LSU, but in case something happens, I mean, what if LSU, I guess, had a disastrous year and fired their coaching staff, then maybe you put yourself in a position to capitalize. Not only LSU, you're probably going to have to put yourself in that same place with Alabama as well. They're going to be a big factor for Preston. But, yeah, I mean, I think that Texas, the visit went for them as well as it could have, but that's just a case of, it's really hard to overcome LSU for a kid that they want in Louisiana. Talking to people around Preston, the visit was great, but, LSU is going to be really tough to beat.
Mike, we've spent a lot of time. You've spent a lot of type space, it seems like, for the last year and a half, talking about Terrence Brooks and Denver Harris. Texas got both of those defensive back prospects on campus this weekend. What's the feedback you've gotten on both of those guys and their visits?
Going into the visit, I thought this was really big for Terry Joseph because he was going to be front and center after, they hadn't hosted any corners, recently. So, wanted to see kind of what the feedback was about him. Talking to Chet Brooks, who's the father of Terrence Brooks and a former NFL player himself and a former Texas A&M DB, he was really impressed by just talking ball with Terry Joseph and kind of his track record of development and his, the technique he teaches and things like that. All the way around, I think they thought the visit was very thorough. Now, what Texas is going up against there is a kid that Nick Saban has kind of personally targeted and talks to a lot every week. So they're going head to head with Nick Saban's personal project. And so that's always going to be tough. And he's Terrence left Austin and is headed for Ohio State today and then Alabama at the end of the week. So he's going to have two more visits. With Denver Harris, I think an important step is they really kind of impressed Denver's mom. And how it works in recruiting, where if you got the mom on your side, that could certainly help. And if you're the closer option and the mom signs off, it could be the potential thing that pushes you over the top. And so with Texas being 2 hours away and schools like, Alabama and LSU being a little further away, I think that that's kind of an important distinction as well. So I think if you ask me coming out of the weekend which chances I like better, it's probably Denver-Harris, but Texas is still in for a tough fight with both those guys.
You can get him on Twitter at MikeRoach247, but more importantly, get his work at Horns247, and the Stampede drops each and every Monday morning. Mike, you even got it lined up to put this thing out before you go on vacation at the end of the month, correct?
Yeah, so I'll be in Las Vegas next Sunday for the last day of visits. I will write the Stampede then. It will come out Monday morning, and I will be on vacation during the dead period. So,
and look,
hey, Mike, what's your game of choice in Vegas?
I'm a craps guy, but it's really hard when I'm with my wife to convince her to stand at a craps table with me for a few hours. So I don't
understand
as much.
Nice.
And look at Mike timing his vacation so perfectly as to coincide with the next dead period.
That's recruiting.
That is indeed recruiting.
When she married me, she didn't know that we were going to have to get married in the spring and that she was going to have to take her vacations in February and late August. And that was the only time we could go do this thing. But
such is life.
Well, and I'm sure both of you saw this. As one of the coaches tweeted out over the weekend, said, has anybody noticed how many coaching anniversaries there are in June? High school coaches I'm talking about, because they're taking vacations there in June, and so how many anniversaries there are in June, it's that such is life of coaching, no question about it. Hey, and Mike, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for taking the time. We look forward to it again next Monday.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Mike Roach, Horns 24/7.